What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of A Proper Dose with Nick Santora. This is episode 11.
Damn, it feels so much like we've been doing podcasts so much longer than that.
We started, the first episode, episode one, was, I think, December 3rd. I could be wrong there, but yeah, it's crazy that I'm finally hitting the double digits here. Last episode, episode 10, was with Tyler. That was probably my favorite episode to date. The one with Rob was really good too. The one with Rob was the longest.
Was it?
It was an hour and 40 minutes.
Okay. I thought one of your longest ones was with Josh.
Josh and I had a really good episode, and I'm excited to have Josh come back on another installment, especially with what happened recently with the stock market crisis. You know, everybody's buying stock based on some Reddit posts and these... You know, I listen, I'm not a finance guy, but...
Well, you have a stocks thing, right?
Yeah, I have a Robinhood and I have an Acorns account, whatever, but I don't know too much about stocks, and I usually generally rely on Josh for that kind of information.
Yeah.
And I thought it would have been a great episode for him to kind of get his perspective on what happened that day or that entire week, but...
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah, he's got some things going on, though, so unfortunately, he's not going to be able to do an episode until, you know, sometime, but I'm excited to have him back. He's welcome on the show anytime, but yeah, this is the first episode, probably since the early episodes, where I'm at a loss for what really to talk about.
It's so weird, like, when you have a guest... I don't realize how long it is since, like, the last one I was on. Like,
yeah.
The last one I was on was February 3rd, which is almost like, is that a week? That was 2 weeks ago.
Was it really February 3rd?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was sick then.
Yeah.
I remember that.
We were both pretty sick, but.
Yeah. I had a bad cold.
We did the episode. We had fun.
And I always have fun on the podcast.
It's fun just to kind of, like, just vent. And you know what? I think today might just be one of those venting sessions.
You know what sucks though? Like every Wednesday, I'm like brain dead from like the work day.
After the day I fucking had today, like, forget about it.
Just Wednesdays in general, because I don't know what it is. Like I'm just burnt out.
Yeah, it's the middle of the week. It's...
Well, especially with the way my schedule is now, like since I'm not in the office every day, I feel like the days that I am in, I'm like super zonked. Because I wake up earlier those days.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's weird for everyone listening to the episode, or that's going to be listening to the episode, Britt's on a on-off basis, like with going into the office. So she's in 2 days out of the week, and then she's off the other three. And it's like, that's got to be fucking frustrating, because it doesn't let you get into a set routine.
Yeah, like, if you guys want to comment in the live chat, like, how do you, like, what do you guys think about the 2 days a week going into the office? Like, I kind of like it because I feel like being home every day, I would like kill myself.
Right.
Just because, I don't know, like I get depressed. Like I like to get ready and start the day and leave the house. But I don't know, like it's definitely been nice not going in every day.
I mean, I've been working remote and I enjoyed not having to get ready for work and being able to have time to do things around the apartment, like clean up a little bit, make food.
But you're right, though. Like, I can't get into a routine because, like, when I'm home, I get up later. When I'm in the office, I'm up early.
Right.
So, like, my eating schedule's all messed up. Like, it's just different. I mean, it's not too messed up, but I don't know. Like, that hour makes a difference with, like, what I eat and if I'm hungry. Like,
I feel like going into the office, I would have a more regimented day. Like, like food would already be made for the week, and like knowing that I'm home, it's just one of those things where I can...
Thank you, Anthony. He respects our hustle.
Oh, thanks, Anthony.
And I agree with being productive. Like, that's the one reason I do like going into the office, just because it gives me a little bit of life still through COVID. You know, a little social interaction in the office. But honestly, if I was home every day, I probably wouldn't miss it too much.
Yeah.
I would miss the getting ready, though. Like, I feel like a bum if I don't get ready.
I mean, I bum out every day, so.
Like, I like doing my makeup, putting on clothes. It just makes me feel good.
Yeah. But I like having that extra hour or so just to kind of stay in bed and wake up like at a more gradual pace.
That is the one thing I like about working from home. It's like I don't have to use that extra hour to like eat and get ready. Like I can wake up an hour later and just turn on my laptop. And
right.
That whole getting ready and eating thing is just not part of it.
Yeah, I kind of, I don't know, I'm 50-50 with it. I kind of want to go back just because it'll give me that.
Well, you haven't been back since March.
Yeah, I haven't been back.
That's mind-blowing to me. Like,
that's the thing.
You're, I feel like you're still in the like depths of COVID. Like,
I feel like I'm still used to, like, I'm too used to being home now.
Like, when the shutdown first happened, I was, like, used to it. And then, like, we went back right in June.
Right.
So I didn't have that much time to be, like, fully in COVID. Like, so I can't even imagine not, like, doing, like, being home all the time since March. Like, but that's the thing. Like, you have the routine now. You're used to it.
Yeah, Tyler brought it up on last week's episode about having more time with yourself.
Yeah.
And he's right. And it's a blessing in some cases, and it's a curse to others, I'm sure. But being able to have time for things that you wouldn't stress out about, like if you weren't home, like because
that's
I'm not at the
I
office.
Hate.
Yeah.
And like our dishes pile up, and it's like, oh, if I was at the office, the dishes wouldn't be piling up.
Well, know? That too. And then it's nice though being home because it's like, oh, I want to do the laundry. I can do the laundry.
Yeah, I was telling people this the other day, like, I hate the non-disconnect, though, where it's, like, when you turn your laptop off, like, there's no, like, I'm coming home from work, the day's over. Like, it just kind of feels like the day gradually goes into the next thing.
My problem right now is I don't know when to shut off.
Like, I miss that feeling of, like, and even, like, for our relationship, it's like we're both done for the day. So now we have time to just talk to each other and spend time with us. Like,
that's clearly not the case.
Now it's like, okay, you're working from home. You can work past 5 or I don't know. It's just different.
Yeah, I shut the work laptop at what? It's 7 o'clock tonight? And I was on this morning at 7. We're going to get into some shit tonight that happened this week.
Someone just said something really weird in the live stream, and I don't know if it's, like, English.
What's it say?
They said, I don't know what the point of these interviews from this person, but I don't know what is the questions how makes to this gay to you to know.
Wait, what?
That wasn't English.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see this shit. I don't know what is the point.
Someone DM'd me that the other day. They're like, your boyfriend's gay, and I blocked them.
Oh, really? You should just, you know, send them my contact info.
Finna catch these hands.
Exactly. You know, that's funny. Yeah. Like, oh, man. That shit pisses me off.
No, you know what? That shit's hilarious.
It's like, hilarious, but at the same time, it's like, yo, if you think I'm gay, and, you know, you're so... What, you know, I'm not even going to entertain
Someone
it.
Said they told the Mountain Dew fact.
They told the Mountain Dew fact?
I had to tell people that Mountain Dew fact. Thanks, I learned something new today.
Oh, yeah? That was something new? That's awesome. I'm glad they... I just learned that the other day. I thought that was so intriguing to me. Oh, man.
I've been loving these live streams. Like,
I will say this, though. Like, if anybody in your DMs or if anybody in your live stream wants to catch these hands, you know, they know where to find me.
I wish I had Mountain Dew. I had it with whiskey before years ago, and it was good. That actually does sound really good.
Yeah, it. I feel like it would
I feel
mix,
like it cancels, like, almost cancels it out, but, like, you still get that taste.
I feel like it would mix really well with, like, a bitter whiskey.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
What were you laughing about in your live stream?
Someone said, Nikki Sands isn't gay, but $20 is $20, then they hashtag economics.
Who the fuck is that?
Sam Hyman, friend from high school. I mean, this is true, Sam.
These live streams are going to get me in trouble.
They are.
But you know what I love about them? It's like, they literally keep our podcast going.
Well, what I like They're about so having the live stream on is it makes it more in the moment and more, like, I don't know. It gives a different level to...
You guys have any questions? Drop them below.
Okay, that's fine. Just cut me off in the middle of talking.
I look like a baby without makeup on.
All right, whatever. No one cares.
Who cares?
Who
cares? I can't believe I just said that.
Joe Capozzi, I'm here with Brit Broad.
Hello, Joe. Wait, it's been years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Isn't that weird to think about? Like, I feel like college wasn't that long ago, but when you think about it, it was so long ago.
College to me feels like yesterday. And
I know. And like, it's like I've lost touch with these people, but like, it feels like yesterday. Like, it's like you didn't even think that the time went by.
I was talking to Josh about this, you know, not on the podcast, but like, you know, the other day over the phone. But like, you can lose touch with people, but if you maintain like a positive relationship, you know, you pick off
like, oh, yeah, where you left off. Oh, yeah, you can always bounce back. I mean, it's very rare for a relationship to end badly. Like,
so
people you've known, you know.
Yeah, and it's like, I always do like a wellness check on people. Like, I always want to see how everyone's doing. Like, people that either have made a positive impact on my life or that I've just been friends with or acquaintance with. Like, I just want to see them do well. I want to see them succeed. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it is what it is. I got a question in my live stream. And, Britt, this might be a question more for you.
Good morning, Regina.
This says, the question is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it? Hashtag asking for a friend.
Actually, that applies to a lot of things. And I've actually been using that term a lot lately.
There's your answer.
So,
how have you been using that a lot?
Example number one, deadlifts. You don't use it, you lose it.
That's true.
In terms of strength.
Well, the motor pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta.
Like any exercise you do, you need to keep doing it. Otherwise, you lose it. Mm-hmm. Not like, I mean, you can get it back very quickly, but your body's not going to be used to that motion.
I don't think that's what this question was pertaining to, but I love how you made it a gym reference.
I mean, I kind of don't know how that works actually.
We won't divulge into it, but I'm glad you brought up deadlifts.
I mean, if you don't use it, I don't think you'll lose it, but you might lose your mind.
There you go.
Whatever that means.
But I'm really glad you brought up deadlifts because I want to touch on something that happened last night at the fucking gym.
Oh, yeah, this is...
So...
This was great. I mean, not great for Nick, but like... Just goes to show you how crunch is.
Well, we don't have to say the name of the gym, but we went to a local gym, and this is a chain gym, and they have not one, not two, but three power racks. So Britt and I usually go to the gym around 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. That's usually the prime time there. We don't mean to go at prime time. It's just that's the time I get off of work. That's the time she's, you know, home. It's just easy. But I managed to secure a power rack, and I was doing some overhead presses. And for anyone that knows me, knows I do, you know, a lot of sets, a lot of warm-up sets, a lot of working sets, and back-offs. An employee of this gym came up to me last night and said, you need to be courteous to other members. You can't hog the rack.
I'm like smiling from ear to ear.
And out of any gym I've ever been to, this is the first time that someone's ever said that to me. And
I mean, I'm not surprised.
I understand. But at the same time, it's just like I have to get my shit done. You know?
I don't understand how you can tell someone to, like, go faster working out. Like, it's not like you were on there for 2 hours.
Yeah, I didn't think I was on there a long time.
You were on there for probably, like, the normal amount of time. And some lady has to be like, I need to work out, which...
Yeah, it was very strange.
First of all, you're going to squat with the wrong form. You're not going to make any progress.
Well, like, I'll get into that, but, like, the rack is better served if I'm in it. And I know that's such a pretentious thing to say.
Oh, shit.
But that's just, like, at the end of the day, there's, you know.
This is our problem, though. Like, we get what we deserve.
Someone in the live chat, Eddie, actually just asked me, did anyone ask you first or just the employee? Eddie, it was just the employee. And that's what, like, blew my mind. The person...
Yeah, they were too afraid to, like...
They didn't have enough wherewithal to just ask me, like, hey, how many sets you have left or anything? Or can I work in? If they wanted to work in, I would have been A-okay with that. And that's how it is. But
yeah,
when you're on a program, like, especially someone like...
It's getting too
hot. I'm very OCD with programming and things. So I'm programmed out for, you know, the next year. And when I have a certain number of prescribed sets and reps that I want to hit, I'm not leaving till I do them. And for someone to, I don't know if it's selfish on my part or if it's selfish on theirs, but I really wish they could have just been like, hey, you know, I want to use this rack. Is there any way we can work in together? And I would have been fine with that.
I didn't feel like
they need to go up to the employee and tell the fitness or gym employee that I was taking too long.
I feel like that makes it a lot worse. Like, and it goes for the same with like anything. Like, you hear through the grapevine that that's like your coworker coming up to you and telling you like your boss had something to say, but they didn't come and say it to you. Like, that's even worse.
Yeah,
it means like you don't even have the respect to tell me. Like, I don't know.
I mean, we've touched on this like in when we went over our gym pet peeves and everything, but like if you're standing behind the rack, yes, I know you want to use it, but you know, ask me how many sets I have left. Ask me if they can work in, because I won't say no.
I mean, she definitely couldn't work in with you.
No, but I was just blown away at the
I'm blown away with the audacity of people not having patience.
Not even that. It's the way the gym employee brought it up to me.
I mean, I wasn't there when... how did he bring it up?
It was just like, hey, you need to be courteous to other members that need to use the equipment.
Yeah, it's like you're purposely working out long.
And it's just like, you know, okay.
It's just not a gym for us. That's what it comes down to. We need a gym that where it's like working out hard and like for a long
and
time is normalized.
This is some life advice for people. You can use it in the gym. You can use it even in a work setting. If you have a problem with whether it's a client, someone else at the gym, you try and problem solve between you and that other party right then and there. You don't go escalating right away.
Yeah, like you would think that he would tell this lady to, like, you know, wait, or like, did he even try doing that? I wonder.
That's what bothers me, is she didn't ask me.
No, not even her though. I mean, like you would think the employee,
yeah, would have enough wherewithal to tell her like, oh, like maybe you should ask him if you can work in or something.
Yeah,
but
no, not even that. Like, to reason with her, like, you know, maybe he's almost done.
Yeah.
Like, just automatically, oh, the customer's right, you know?
It wasn't even that. It was just like, I need to stop what I'm doing. I need to drop what I'm doing for somebody else. And the circumstance is what really rubbed me the wrong way about it.
Yeah.
And I've said it like 4 times already, but... If that person that wanted to use the equipment simply asked me how many sets I have left, I probably would have made a conscious effort to decrease my rest times and really get out of there. But they didn't say anything to me, and I was blindsided by an employee.
Yeah, and that was really annoying.
All I could say to the employee was, okay. Like,
and what's even worse is I try to convince you to go to this gym over the other gym we go to, and then that happens. So it's like even more of a reason to never go.
I don't know if anybody else has this problem with like their significant other, but what works as a gym for me doesn't necessarily work for her, and vice versa.
I mean, we don't train the same.
No, we don't train the same, and that's okay. There's going to be gyms that cater to what you want to do versus for what I want to do, but
yeah,
I don't care that much. But, like, that's the shit that doesn't make me want to come back, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that really pissed me off yesterday.
This wine just, like, hit me. I got, like, super... Did you see my eyes? They were, like...
No.
It's got like super tired.
I got a response in the Instagram live chat from Tyler, last week's previous guest. He says, that's poor communication skills on the employee's side. I agree, Tyler. It could have been handled.
You don't just rush up to somebody like that.
It could have been handled a lot better. And again, but.
Someone just commented in my live stream, hashtag boycott crunch. Is that going to be like the new hashtag?
It should be. No, listen, I don't care that much because I know not all crunch fitnesses are the same.
No. I mean, I haven't really. Have we been to another crunch besides that one?
No.
No.
But I'm I'm not the type of person.
I'm still bummed out about Powerhouse.
Yeah, there used to be a really dope gym in Hamilton, New Jersey.
I feel like we mentioned this on every podcast.
Yeah.
But it's just so depressing we have to mention it.
What bothers me about that is they don't. There's no update as to.
Yeah, like no one knew was open the location.
If they're going to open a new location or.
I mean, that's what they originally said when they first closed down. They were like, someone's going to open up the space and put a new gym here.
Well, usually like a telltale sign if a gym's completely going out of business is if you see the notice for the auction of equipment.
Yeah, we should try by there and see what's going on.
Yeah, that, you know, we could do that this weekend just to.
If not, we're going to take the space.
That's one of my dreams. I've always wanted to open up my own gym and just have it. I can't explain it. It's like the atmosphere in a good gym is unbeatable.
Someone said, did you ever try Gold's Gym? So it's funny about Gold's Gym is the crunch that we're going to now used to be a Gold's Gym.
Yep.
So it's kind of the same layout, but they just changed all the equipment. I actually missed the Gold Gym. Well, and they got rid of the movie theater, which was like, I mean, it was kind of pointless. Yeah. But it was like,
who needs a cardio theater?
Oh, I can watch Fast and Furious and do cardio.
You just brought up movies that I absolutely despise. I fucking hate those Fast and Furious movies.
I never understood the obsession with The Rock, as in like just loving him as like.
To be honest. I don't think Dwayne Johnson is a good actor.
Yeah, no, I mean, what else was he was just in Fast and Furious, right?
No, he's been in a bunch of movies.
Like what?
He was in Be Cool.
The hell's that?
He was in The Rundown. He was in San Andreas. What else was he in?
What happened to Vin Diesel?
Who cares?
I always think about that movie. What was that random movie?
Daddy Daycare?
No.
Isn't that Vin Diesel?
I don't know. I just remember he was wearing a white shirt and he got like bologna and mustard on him.
I don't care about Vin Diesel ever either. Oh shit, we got Blaze DiLorenzo in the live stream. What is up, Blaze? I hope all is well. I think he just left.
Damn, I need to get more people in here.
Eddie says, that man is my everything for The Rock. Eddie, man, I'm gonna have to disagree. I don't think he's everything.
I mean, it is cute how he posts his daughters and stuff.
Who, The Rock?
But like, yeah.
Big fucking deal. People post their kids all the time. What makes him any different?
Well, I mean, he posts like a fancy tea party. Like, would you do that if we had a daughter?
Fuck yeah, I would.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I'll hold you to that.
We got Billy Lopez in the live stream. It's about fucking time.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to Billy Lopez. Billy, I'm not sure if you're down in D.C. right now, but I hope all is well. And I'm looking forward to having you on here sometime in the future.
Oh, yeah. You got to still have Billy on the podcast.
Fuck yeah, I do. Billy is part of the original crew between myself, Josh. And it was originally the three of us, like the three amigos. And then, you know, Tom and Steve came into the fold, Dave, Chris.
Yeah, you could still have, like, Tom as a guest or...
I'd love to. My dream, though, I want to get more mics and a much better setup so I can have them all on at once.
It would have been cool to have, like, Steve on as a guest.
I'd love to have Steve on, but, you know, he's living in South Carolina now. The only way I can make that work is over, Zoom?
I mean, or a call-in. Yeah. You could do a call-in.
Call-ins are... Let's see. I don't know if we can get Billy on here. Oh, he left.
Oh.
Damn, that's a shame.
Why would he leave so fast?
I don't know. He was probably just cruising through on the stories.
I mean, that's how I am usually with live streams. Like, I never stay unless, like, it's a really cool topic. Like,
yeah, I'm sorry we don't have anything super cool to talk about tonight. It's just been one of those days. Usually I'm excited to do a podcast, but...
So all the ones that are doozies are with me.
I don't know what
it
is.
I'm like the backup chick. It's like...
I wouldn't say you're a backup chick.
Who's in your live stream?
Let's check. I only got three people.
I wish is
Hank Bowers, you, and Eddie.
Wait, how do you check who's still in it?
There's a little icon next to the live.
Oh. Marissa's been a proud supporter this whole time.
Oh, Marissa, thank you so much. I know our podcast is not that good, but we're having fun doing it, and that's all that matters.
She's probably like asleep while this is on.
It's just on in the background. Yeah. She's watching Friends or something.
Friends.
I don't know what she watches.
I could never get into that show.
You know, neither can
I. You know what it is? I could never stand the like background claps and
like the fake audience.
Yeah, like that just like drove me nuts.
I never got into sitcom style shows.
But what's weird is I did like Full House.
Never even seen an episode.
I mean, that was just such a good show.
The only sitcom show I ever watched was Married with Children. And that's because it was raunchy.
Oh, yeah.
And
that show is, like, not allowed now.
No, and Ed O'Neill's...
that show is so funny.
Ed O'Neill's ahead of his time. You guys might know him as... who does he play? What's that other show he's in, Modern Family?
The main guy?
Ed O'Neill, the guy who plays Al Bundy.
He's funny.
Yeah, he is funny.
Yeah, I think he's in that show.
Christina Applegate is also in Married with Children.
Oh, my God. Have you guys seen Dead to Me on Netflix? Because Christina Applegate's like my favorite. I feel like she's me when I'm going to be like a mom. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Am I going to be a dead husband?
She didn't kill her husband.
I know, but her husband died, right?
Wait, now you have my mind like blown. I'm like, wait, did she kill her husband?
No.
Like, what if that's what this is all about?
It was that brunette girl killed her.
Well, she what's crazy, it left off with that brother being in the car accident.
Oh.
Remember? The twin brother?
Oh, it was the twin? No, but that's the end of season two.
She killed Steve.
Yeah.
The other girl.
And then Steve's twin brother.
Yeah. But it ended with him crashing at the stop sign?
Yes.
So I'm like, what's going to happen next? Like,
we don't know. We have to wait for season three.
I'm so excited. There was like, I think, didn't someone tell us it was coming out in like June?
I think so.
And I don't usually get excited about Netflix shows, but that show is like my shit.
You know, the Netflix in general is hit or miss. I feel like they have a lot of good shows, but like you really have to dig to find them.
She's such a good actress, though.
Christina Applegate? Yeah. Oh, she's a legend.
Yeah.
She's the best.
But you know what's funny is I don't, like, what else was she in? She was in Married with Children.
That's all that matters.
But I think she was in, like, a lot of, like, popular movies, like...
I really don't know. I just know her from Married with Children, and she'll forever be known as Kelly Bundy to me.
It's crazy how young she looks in Married with Children, and then how old she looks in Dead to Me. Like, it's like, that's the same person.
Yeah, but she looks good for her age.
No, I know, but it's just crazy, like, seeing the difference. Like, she probably looks back, and she's like, holy shit.
What other shows are we, like, super stoked about on Netflix?
Well, we just started watching You again.
Yeah, I went back and started from season one.
What do you guys watch on Netflix?
Yeah.
Drop that in the comments. Oh, is this comments? Like, what?
In the chat? I don't know. Can I be honest? The more and more I do, like, podcasting, the more and more I hate myself and what comes out of my mouth.
I feel like you love podcasting with me.
I love... She had to throw that in there. I love podcasting. Like, I love just being able to vent and, like, talk. But
yeah. No, but our flow is so good, though, because this is, like, our real flow. Like, this isn't even staged.
No. The what I'm trying to say is I just don't like what comes out of my mouth. Like, sometimes, like, when we're talking, I'm like, God damn, I'm such a shitty person.
I know. Sometimes when I say things, I'm like, wait, am I supposed to be saying this? But then I'm like, do I care if I'm saying this? Then I'm like, damn, I'm like not a good person.
It's weird. You said Marissa was still in the live chat. Marissa, what are you watching?
Yeah, Marissa, what do you watch on Netflix?
Or on TV in general. We need suggestions.
Also, we need a Netflix night.
You guys were supposed to go to Home Goods.
I haven't needed anything. Although I do need like shit for the walls.
Get another lamp or something.
No, we can't get stuff for the walls though, remember? Because we said if we move into a house, then it's going to be like nothing matches. Although we could try.
Aw, Eddie, thank you. He says I'm the sweetest shitty person out there. Eddie, bro. It's been a minute.
She says everything.
Everything?
Oh, you know what we can talk about? Have you guys seen the Cecil Hotel on Netflix?
Oh, see, now that's the shit I'm
that's
into.
That's a really good show.
That Netflix docuseries, Hotel Cecil, the Night Stalker documentary was amazing.
I think Cecil Hotel was my favorite. And, like, I didn't even know about that case before Netflix.
Really? I remember seeing the YouTube video of her in the elevator.
No, I know, but, like, now that I've discovered it from Netflix, like, I'm in the depths of it. Like, I Google shit every day. And people are like, I've been following this case for years. And I'm like, damn, I just found out about this. Like,
when I see shit like that, I want to go. Like, I'd love to stay at the Cecil Hotel.
Marissa's been watching Virgin River.
My mom said that was good.
Is that Lifetime-y?
I have no idea. Usually if my mom says something's good, it's usually Lifetime-y.
Oh, good. I love Lifetime-y.
So.
Mm. Bling Empire. Good Girls. All right, these are all good suggestions. I haven't been knowing what to watch. When I go on Netflix, like, I don't, like, read. Like, I'm just like, if I judge a book by its cover, I'm like, if this looks good, I'm going to click on it. Like, just the picture.
Yeah, like, you don't,
like,
read
I don't
the...
I don't look at, like, the actors or the actresses. Like, I just look at the picture.
Yeah, it'll have, like, a top billing cast, and you're like, nah, it doesn't look good.
Like if it's a shitty graphic, I'm like, all right, we're not watching this. So maybe Netflix needs to up their marketing, because that's what I look for.
I don't know. Like, I'm TV shows. I've never been like a TV show guy.
Yeah, no.
I mean, like certain TV shows that, like,
I'm more of a movie person.
Yeah, that I'm a diehard TV person, like a diehard season person.
Well, I mean, we also don't have cable anymore. Oh, well, there is TV shows on Netflix.
There's nothing on TV anyways.
There's Lifetime.
Lifetime is so...
It's so bad, but so good.
Oh, my God. I don't understand how
and
you
the
win.
And The Bachelor's on TV.
What's so great about The Bachelor?
It's comedy.
What's funny about it?
The bad contestants.
Can you explain the premise of the show to me?
They have to narrow it down to one person of who they love.
Who? Is it a guy or a girl? What's the deal?
It depends. If it's The Bachelor, they're looking for a girl. If it's The Bachelorette, they're looking for a guy.
So you mean to tell me this dude has to sift through a bunch of hoes that just want his money? And vice versa.
They're not. Well, okay, I guess they are usually rich.
Come on. How many contestants, like, how many seasons of The Bachelor have you watched?
Honestly, I haven't watched that many. I might have, like, I think the one I mainly watched, like, from beginning to end was the JoJo one. JoJo and she's dating that Aaron Rodgers' brother now.
Like the Green Bay Packers quarterback, Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, like his brother.
The fuck?
Yeah. But, I mean, his brother's... Not like, well, I mean, I'm sure he's doing stuff now. I think his name's Jordan Rogers, I want to say.
Okay.
And then I watched, what did I watch? It was like recently, I want to say like last year. Oh, Bachelor in Paradise is my favorite because that's just like they get everyone that lost and they put them together. All right, I lost you about The Bachelor. I can tell when you're not into it anymore.
What's up, Anthony? Yeah, The Bachelor, I don't get it. Like,
what you know from The Bachelor, didn't that cat meme come from that?
I don't know where that meme came from, but it's funny as shit.
Someone said, I can't believe The Bachelor is still on. Well, I think actually, wait, is it Chris Harrison? Or
Chris Hansen?
No, Chris Harrison.
Who's Chris Harrison?
He's the host of The Bachelor. He said this season he will not be, I guess, returning because of the drama that happened. Because some girl, like, I forget what happened exactly, but I don't know. I think it's still airing, but he's not hosting it. I don't know. I'm confused.
Anthony, not much, man. Just doing a podcast and having a couple cocktails.
All right, guys, should I have a third glass of wine? I don't know if I should do it.
This is a typical Wednesday night here. We
Wednesdays
shoot
are wine night and podcast night.
Anthony, question for you. How did you feel about the Kamaru Usman TKO? You can respond in the chat.
I'm not going to talk about this that I know nothing about.
Yep.
Wait, can we talk about how McGregor made a soft comeback?
Sure. He got those.
I feel like that wasn't discussed.
Anthony says, finish the bottle.
Finish the bottle? Who said that?
Anthony. He was at the Violate shoot.
Anthony.
Oh,
MMA?
Yeah.
It's Wednesday, my guy. I can't get wasted.
Tell her yes, she can.
I got work tomorrow virtually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really an Usman fan. I didn't think Burns had much of a chance. I mean, he comes in pretty hard and fast in round one. He clips him, but I don't know. As far as realistic next challengers, who do you think would give Usman the toughest fight stylistically?
Now they're talking about UFC, and I don't know anything about it.
That shit that actually matters, not the fucking Bachelor.
I only know Conor McGregor and Frankie Edgar.
So basic.
Edgar's not basic.
No, you're basic with The Bachelor.
And our friend Pat.
Can
we call him our friend?
Sure, why not?
Our friend from college is now going to be fighting in the UFC, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet to see him get the call up there. Dude, thank you. You're the only other person to pick Wonder Boy. My brother can't stand him. I don't know why. I think he's amazing.
Who? Mm. Is that Sherry's boyfriend? Oh, nice. He's in the live chat.
That's right.
Nice. Who does he like?
Wonder Boy.
Who's that?
Steven Thompson. Dude's just...
Who is the guy that was like, my balls is hot?
Oh, it's Derek Lewis. He's fighting this weekend.
What do they call him? The Black Beast?
The Black Beast, yeah.
I'm surprised they're still allowed to call him that.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, the stance switching's crazy. Dylan's also in the live chat. He says, when are you having me on the podcast? Dylan, you're welcome to be a guest on the show anytime. I record either Wednesday nights or Saturday afternoons, but I always upload on Wednesday. Whenever you're free, come on down.
Who's the best UFC fighter of all time? Someone asked.
Of all time? That's tough. I mean, if you want to narrow it down to like win streaks, you got John Jones, George St. Pierre, or Anderson Silva in the GOAT category.
Aren't those like 2018?
It doesn't matter. The GOAT, like, is GOAT.
Those are GOAT?
Yeah.
I still have a UFC 185 t-shirt. Do you remember who fought then?
Yeah. Take care, Anthony. Thanks for joining in, man, and being an active participant. Means a lot. Thank you.
For some reason, I have a UFC 185 Big T.
My favorite fighter of all time will be Robbie Lawler forever and always.
Oh, I remember him.
The fucking man. Robbie Lawler.
Is that the one that's good looking?
No.
You asked me if he was good looking. And I said yes.
Well, I think I showed you Paulo Costa.
Oh.
My friend Eddie in the chat says Kimbo. That is not okay, Anthony.
Who the hell's Kimbo?
You don't remember Kimbo Slice?
No. Who's that?
Oh, man. Jesus, you are...
Who's Kimbo Slice?
You are too young for me.
Wait, your cousin's in the chat?
No.
You said your cousin Anthony.
No, Anthony.
Anthony who?
Sherry.
Oh, shit.
Sherry's boyfriend?
Oh. You literally, I thought you said cousin.
No.
All right, I guess I shouldn't have the third glass.
I think you should. If Fuck it.
Fuck it. I'm having a third glass.
All right. Britt's pouring herself a third glass of wine, so I'm in for a long night. So a little intermission while Britt's gone.
Wait, I think I'm out of wine. Oh,
no. Then why'd you put an empty bottle up there?
No.
There's another bottle back there. Boo-hoo. Anyways, Dylan and Eddie, you're two guys that I really want to have on this podcast at some point, and it'd mean the world for me for you guys to give me your availability. Come down. Look behind the shaker cup, honey. Brittany's currently looking for another bottle of wine to crack open.
That's Josh. That's
Shane. It's wine.
Champagne.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like you're switching to champagne.
Looks like I'm not drinking.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
I'll tell you what. I certainly can't drink like I used to. I'm on my second
guys,
cup.
Guys, I ran out of alcohol.
Of Jack and.
I'm not prepared. I'm very sad now. I was trying to keep the podcast alive.
Dylan, all right. Bet. Text me on Saturday. And we'll plan, how about like a week or two out? So we'll plan for the following Saturday. And I think it'd be great to have you on.
Someone said Britt's got the bottles on deck. Champagne's the shit.
Yeah, but she won't drink it though.
I can't have champagne casually.
Why not?
Didn't Ray do that?
Yeah, weren't they?
When we were watching that.
All right, Dylan. Yeah, shoot me a text. For everybody that's listening to the stream right now, I have an Instagram live going right now, and a bunch of close friends, people I've interacted with, and potential guests on the show have been chiming in and out and providing a dialogue, and it helps me, at least in terms of picking the next guests for who I want to have come on. I've been so swamped with time, I haven't had the proper amount of I haven't given this podcast the amount of dedication that it deserves. I haven't really been promoting on social media. Not that I'm a big deal, because I'm really not. I'm just a kid or a man, really, that enjoys podcasting.
I'm just a kid, but, and life is a nightmare. I'm just a kid, and I know that it's not fair.
Are you done?
Nobody cares. A Simple Plan, no.
Yeah, we know who Simple Plan is, but
not
why are you saying
that? Everyone knows who Simple Plan is. Unless you were an emo kid.
Were you an emo kid in high school?
I mean, we grew up during that time, so I think. Yeah.
Did you have a scene phase?
I remember everyone was obsessed with Simple Plan. I think I had that phase too. Do you remember the music video, like Eye in the Rain? I'm not perfect.
Yep.
Yeah.
Eddie says, 30 years old is still a kid. Eddie, I'm 30
Wait,
going on 80.
Wait, was Simple Plan?
Wait, was she really?
She said I was just singing that in my head.
Oh, man.
Damn. Oh, my God, my voice just cracked. What the fuck is wrong with me?
You're drunk.
Bitch, you drunk.
I think I'm going to take a timeout. 1 week and just have you do an all girls podcast.
Oh yeah, that'd be hilarious.
You, whatever you want, Rubino, Marissa.
Yeah, just talk all girls stuff.
Uh-huh. I'll just take a hiatus for an episode. I think I earned it, right?
Yeah.
This podcasting shit is like, I never
like
know.
What?
Week after week, I don't know which Nick is going to come out. You know, that makes me sound like I have like a multiple personality disorder.
Yeah, like what Nick are we? Like that scares me a little bit.
Yeah, but you know what I'm trying to say, right? Like it depends on the mood I have going into the podcast. It's never the same energy.
Why can't I read? All right, I can't read.
Yeah.
So I think it was a request.
Oh, he sent a request to be in the live. I don't think...
That's weird because he's already in the live.
No, to join, like...
Every time I drink, I get rosy cheeks.
See, like Dylan, that's a... Dylan just sent a chat in the Instagram live. He says, serial killer Nick or modest and thoughtful Nick?
Oh, no.
He's right, though. It goes back and forth. Like,
someone said embrace all your personalities. All right, bipolar disorder.
You know, that spelled very bad news for everyone involved.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't have said that. Everyone's going to be like, oh, she's dating this, like, schizo.
I wouldn't say I'm schizo. It's just, I have a historically short fuse. Over time, I think I've been doing a better job at...
What do you think my personality ranges from? Like...
So, I like to chalk up people's personalities to, like, natural disasters. So, like, a volcano, like, you hear the rumbling, you know it's coming, and all of a sudden it bursts, right? Yeah. And then there's, like, tornadoes. They just kind of appear out of the fucking sky. And
is that me?
Yeah, they... Someone said multiple personalities is the new black. Hey, you know what? Fuck it. I'll run with it.
It's 2021. Anything goes.
That's right. COVID does.
Now you're allowed to have like multiple personality disorder.
But if I was to describe your personality changes, it'd be like a tornado.
Someone said I feel like that when I'm on the pro mass stack. Code BritBroad 10.
Yeah, steel supplements. Code BritBroad 10. Save 10% off.
Oh, new YouTube subscriber. Oh, okay. Two drinks and I drop my live stream.
Yeah, but like, you'll be happy all day. You'll come home from work and be like, oh yeah, I had a good day at work. It was super productive. And then when it's time to go to the gym and you can't find an outfit, all of a sudden, I look like shit. It's your fault. You put me on this shitty program. You make me eat this shitty food.
You know what it is? It's like getting dressed is so complex to me that it just like ruins my night.
I wear like this. I wear the same 8 outfits.
No, like I have to look cute. So it stresses me out. I mean, I could go in like shitty clothes, but.
Yeah, but like, is it that much of a burden to you?
I don't know. It just like ruins my mood when I don't know what to wear.
I know, but you take it out on me.
That's life. What else can I say?
See, when I get mad, though, I need like a minute away.
That's just a woman thing. Like, you will be blamed. If you're in the same place as me, you're going to be blamed.
Yep. That doesn't matter if you had anything to do with it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's just like... If I'm in like within like a gaze distance from you,
I'll be like, it's your fault.
Yeah, it's like, fuck you. This is your fault. And I'll be on my phone, like not doing anything, playing Among Us, going on TikTok.
But and then I'm like, why the fuck are you talking to me? Yeah. Why are you always on TikTok?
It's like, goddamn. But I have my moments too, though. It's not like you're the only one.
Someone said you're hella hot.
And they spell hot like H-A-W-T?
No, I just pronounce it like that.
Huh?
Because I thought it sounded cool.
Hot.
You're hella hot.
Yeah. Thank you. I know I am.
As he chugs.
Uh-huh. Still can't believe someone DM'd you and said I was gay.
Immediately blocked.
You shouldn't have blocked them. You should have just forwarded them like their profile to me.
But it was like some loser.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know. I can't say like ethnicities, can I? He just shook his head no.
That's the thing though. I get like moments of blinding rage.
That's the problem. Like, I'm so natural on this podcast that I'm going to say something fucked up.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that'd be very bad for both of us.
Is it snowing out or what?
I don't know. The fucking blinds are closed.
Hey, Felix, can you open the blinds?
That's one thing. Yeah, you know what? I'm happy. I don't mind you yelling at me so much as long as you don't yell at the cat.
I love the cat.
I know. You never yell at him, though.
Because he's perfect. Why would I yell at him?
Perfect.
He doesn't talk back.
Yeah, he does.
Okay. And meows.
Still talking back.
He's so cute. And he's so soft.
Yeah, he is a...
And he has, like, the little creamy in the center, like, it's white.
Oh, you want to see the cat? All right, hold on. Dylan, we're closing in on 1,000 downloads. I know, it's not much.
Someone said just a troll trying to get a rise out of him. Exactly.
There's the cat. He's sleeping on the couch right now.
I don't entertain.
There you go. You happy? You like saw a cat. You got a cameo.
Shit, so I just, they're blocked immediately. Anyone that says stupid shit to me, you get blocked, so you better watch yourself.
The internet trolls don't usually get a rise out of me, but...
I just, like, why would I want to entertain that in my DMs? Like, you're blocked. Like, I don't want to know you.
No, I agree. That's the right thing to do. But I get these moments of, like, where I kind of lose my cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, like... I feel like people on the internet are just fucking incels. Like, it doesn't even bother me. Like, first of all, if you have to take the time out of your day to DM me something weird or, like...
So, like
you...
I understand that. I understand.
The incel community exists. We know that.
I understand, like, being the bigger person and not acknowledging it. But for a split second in my head, it's just, like, I want to make an example out of that person. You know? So it never happens.
I mean, yeah, I could roast them, but that kind of wastes my time.
No, that's you roasting them. I'm talking about, like, you know.
Like what? Like beating their ass?
Like placing their head on a stake or something, you know?
Okay, multiple personalities placing heads on stakes.
It's figuratively speaking, of course, but you get what I'm trying to say. It's just like you make an example out of somebody, no one else will do it.
Yeah.
Because if, like, you let one person make fun of you, then everyone else thinks it's okay to make fun of you. And
I think they're just going to get blocked.
Well, that's it. Again, that's you're being a very adult and big girl about this whole thing. I'm just acknowledging.
Although, apparently someone can make another account and say the same thing, so they're going to get blocked too.
But what I'm saying is I'm acknowledging the fact that I have lapses in judgment.
What do you mean?
Where I let, like, things like...
Well, remember when someone commented on my picture, you're going to burn in hell? It's like, am I supposed to let that get to me? Or am I just supposed to block them?
Because I'm sorry, but that was pretty funny, though, because it was all these nice comments, and then the one, you're going to burn
like,
in hell.
It was like, you're so beautiful, you're so beautiful, you're going to burn in hell. That's all I got. I don't know if that was like a I'm so hot reference or if like I'm actually going to burn it out.
I don't know, but either
way. I kind of took it offensively.
It was funny because everyone's like, yas, queen, and like all this shit. And then get it, girl. Like, OMG. And then burn in hell. Burn in hell.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know
someone
what the...
Someone said you're going Game of Thrones.
Going Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Are they implying? Like, if they're making me sound like Khal Drogo, then I'll take it.
I fell asleep during Game of Thrones.
I will say it's another show I can't really get into.
It's the same thing with, like, Lord of the Rings. Like, I just can't follow that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
Or Harry Potter, like, I could never...
Oh, my God. I never understood the hype behind those.
I mean, I only watched Harry Potter when I was, like, deathly ill because, like, it was on repeat. And it just plays over and over again. I remember when I had mono, I watched Harry Potter, like, over and over and over again.
I would rather stab my eyes with a pair of scissors than watch Harry Potter. You know what? That's a little harsh.
Someone said you like Street Fighters. Isn't that the video game?
Like the game? What? Someone said, also not a fan of Game of Thrones. The dragons fuck me up.
Wait, there's dragons? See, yeah. I fell asleep so early on, I didn't even know there was dragons.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. I just can't get into that like fantasy type shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't have that like... That spiritual, like, I don't know. I like,
spiritual.
I like,
there's nothing spiritual about
no,
Game
I mean,
of
like
Thrones.
That fantasy shit. Yeah, like, it's like, I like the real shit. Like, what, give me a serial killer documentary. Like, I'll watch the shit out of that.
So there was dragons in Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Someone confirmed.
Yeah.
No.
No. He was questioning himself if there was.
Or wasn't, he's like, wait, was there? He's like, maybe I was on LSD or something.
I can confirm there was dragons in Game of Thrones, and like that kind of killed it for me. I don't like fantasy type TV shows.
No. I did like American Horror Story though.
I only liked the first season.
But that's not really fantasy. That's more like paranormal. Like,
yeah, it's like supernatural. Like, you know, it's not real.
Oh, Supernatural. Let's not even talk about that.
Guilty. That's my favorite
Nick
TV show.
Nick loves Supernatural.
Yep,
what
I do.
What shows are you binge watching?
Someone Supernatural.
So Nick puts on Supernatural like every night.
I have this thing.
And I don't know if I can't stand it because he puts it on all the time or if it's just because I don't like it.
Or it's because I don't give her attention when I'm watching it.
No, it's like, it's one of those shows, if you didn't start it from the beginning, you're not going to know what's going on. So I don't know what's going on, and he keeps putting it on. And I'm like, how am I supposed to follow this if I didn't start it from the beginning? I just think it's very like...
I have this thing with... Supernatural, where every October I watch, there's 15 seasons. I always go back to season one and rewatch a season a night.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I have another question in the live chat. Someone asked if we like Avengers type fantasy. I can't really say I'm into
the... I don't think
I've
ever seen Avengers.
You haven't seen the great movies. Like,
is that like the Marvel?
Yeah.
Oh, I like Marvel. Yeah, I like that kind of stuff. Like Deadpool, I liked.
But in terms of, if we're talking TV shows,
because Ryan Reynolds is in it. But.
If we're talking TV shows, I've never seen the what is it? Shield. I never watched Shield.
Some guy said my daughter loves Supernatural, and I don't get it.
Yeah, I think in all honesty, I think I'm one of the only dudes that likes that show.
I mean, it's probably because. No, this is just going to feed into the trolls comment, so I don't want to get into it.
No, but like The Punisher as a Marvel TV show on Netflix was amazing. Even Daredevil was fucking good.
So someone says Sopranos, Sex and the City, or Entourage favorite HBO show.
I've watched Sopranos and Entourage. I've never seen Sex and the City.
Did you guys ever watch Mr. Robot? That was a good show.
You keep talking about that show.
Oh, wait, that's what we should watch.
On what platform?
It should be on Netflix.
Mr. Robot?
Yeah. I haven't seen it on there, though. It was on there a few years ago.
I've never...
My dad and my brother, like, watched that show.
It's about the hacker kid, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, he has split personality disorder, so he'll see things that aren't there. Like, he sees his dad, but his dad's, like,
dead.
And it's just crazy. It's hard to follow because it's like that, but it was a good show, though.
Yeah. So Eddie in the live chat said Deadpool was the best out of all the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
And I think it's time to admit, or not admit, because this is pretty much common knowledge at this point. I have a huge man crush on Ryan Reynolds.
I mean, if you don't think Ryan Reynolds is good looking, I don't know if you can see.
But even as a dude, like, he's a good looking dude.
I mean, he's perfect.
Yeah.
Like, if someone was like, who do you want as your perfect man? It was just like, that would be it. Not that you're not my perfect man, honey.
Now, if you had the choice between me or Ryan Reynolds, you'd take Ryan Reynolds in a heartbeat. Let's call a spade here.
Okay, but let's say it was me and, like, Blake Lively. You would probably take Blake Lively.
No.
No?
No.
Yeah, because I got
that. I have a...
I got that exotic look.
What
does that mean?
No, I was going to say I have a different celebrity type.
What's your celebrity type? Oh, yeah, you like that plain Jane.
Like, I like Jessica Biel, Anna Kendrick.
I mean, Jessica Biel is pretty, but Anna Kendrick, I don't understand.
She's, like, quirky enough where it's, like, I don't know. It seems attainable, if that makes sense. So Spencer and Brittany say hi.
So you like the girl that looks easy? Okay.
Not easy.
No, easy as in, like, she'll talk to me.
Yes, Anna Kendrick. I said that.
She has, like, a big nose.
I kind of like it.
So then why do you like me? Because I have a small nose.
We get along differently. I don't know Anna Kendrick personally.
Give a shit if you know her personally. She looks shitty physically. Oh, Alyssa's in the live chat. Yes.
So is Rubino and Spencer. Spencer and Rubino, we miss you guys.
I've been following the Violate meal plan, and I was supposed to check in, but I haven't checked in. But I've been loving it.
Ana de Armas is my dream girl. One of the comments says in the live chat. I don't know who that is. Ana de Armas. We're gonna have to look that up later.
I don't know that is. Nah. I don't like your celebrity taste.
Jennifer Love Hewitt too. If I want to date myself a little bit.
She's like 90 pounds.
She's like. Sam from high school says Anna Kendrick is a fucking dime. Hold your ground, Nick.
All right, I'm done. Are you guys blind?
But look, it's a no contest between me and Ryan Reynolds. Like, that's not even fair.
At least that's, like, realistic.
Ryan Reynolds?
Like, Anna Kendrick you could see on the fucking street if you left our apartment. That's how basic she looks.
Rubino says, it's okay, Brittany, you're beautiful.
I'm fucking mad right now.
Steven Stroop, welcome to the live stream. I miss you. Salud. Steve, we're going over our celebrity crushes and I'm getting grilled.
Someone said Jennifer Lopez. See, that I agree with, okay?
Okay, Jennifer Lopez in the Waiting for Tonight music video. That's about it.
Oh, you have to get sexual with it. The video.
nothing sexual about it. Well, yeah, that's a lie. Like, that's when she was in her prime. Now she's, like, not in her prime anymore.
Am I still in my prime?
Hell yeah, you're in your prime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm clearly not in mine anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, I don't have wine anymore.
Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay. Welcome to the live stream. We live stream these podcasts now on Wednesdays because we have
Ashton Kutcher and Charlie Sheen.
Oh, come on. That's an easy one.
Wait, aren't they both gross?
What?
I think they're both gross.
You think Ashton Kutcher's gross?
I mean, maybe back in that 70s show he looked good. Not now.
All right. I mean, respect. Lindsay says hi, by the way.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hold on. I'll turn the camera around so you can see Britt. Yeah. Oh, wait. That did not
Someone said Charlie Sheen is a shit. Oh.
I dropped Brittany's phone. Sorry, honey. Rubino says she's got to go, but she loves you. I don't know if that's directed towards me or you or both of us, but we love you too, Rubino. Have a great night.
I'm sad because everyone's agreeing with you on your crushes.
We got to see you and Spencer again.
Yes.
We got to do more celebrity crushes. All right, give me your top five male celebrity crushes.
Oh, that's tough.
We know number one's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. But, like, I'm not that into that many celebrities. Like, ugh.
They don't even have to be celebrities. They could be, like, semi-D-list celebrities.
I don't know. Like, I like Leonardo DiCaprio, which is weird.
As a crush?
Yeah.
All right. Like, Dad Bod Leo or Titanic Leo?
Oh, well, what's weird is I liked, like, Cocaine Wall Street, like, Leo.
Yeah, so you like Dad Bod Leo.
Is that Dad Bod?
That's Dad Bod Leo.
Well, Titanic, he was good too, but I don't know. Like, I have a weird thing with him. I don't know what it is.
Okay, so that's one and two. You got three more.
I used to think Jake Paul was really hot.
What?
I mean, not Jake Paul. No, not Jake Paul. What's the blonde guy from Fast and Furious that died?
Paul Walker. I mean- Oh, my God.
Wait, that's going to go viral. That's not what I meant.
I'm fucking done.
Oh, my God. I don't even know who that is. I've just heard his name recently.
Oh, my God. You are so lucky you met Paul Walker.
I don't know why I mentioned him because he's like that I feel like that names are like irrelevant now. Like I don't even know why he came to mind.
Who, Paul Walker?
Yeah. He's been dead for like a long time. Who else?
Everyone's like, I can't believe she said Jake Paul.
They said that? Yeah. Oh no, this is gonna go down in history.
I know a clip I'm using to promote this episode.
Are you gonna tag him in? That's gonna go down in history. Mm. Oh my god.
I'm not tagging that guy.
Someone said Vin Diesel.
What?
Halle Berry, someone said.
Halle Berry.
Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
Jessica Alba.
I like Jessica Biel over Jessica Alba. Personally. That is a personal preference.
It definitely is.
All right, Jake Paul.
I'm sorry I can't be those women for you, honey.
Huh?
I'm sorry I can't be those women for you.
I'm sorry I can't be Ryan Reynolds.
I mean, no one can be Ryan Reynolds. Someone said Shakira.
All right.
Someone said celebrity bang, question mark.
Episode title, Britt Broad reveals her D-list celebrity crush.
Who said that? Who said that? Who is that? Wait, who is that? Can you tell me?
I don't know.
I can't believe I fucking said that. Oh my god, that is not what I meant.
You're never living that down. I'm sorry.
I'm never living that down. Holy shit.
Nope.
Oh my god, that is so bad. I bet he's so ugly too, is he?
I'm not even gonna entertain like the thought.
Oh my god. You're like, you're so lucky you meant Paul Walker.
Yeah, you are. Steve Macko.
Oh man, throwback.
Welcome.
Who else was a celebrity?
You picked three so far.
Like John Stamos back in the day.
John Stamos?
I feel like I'm picking the most random names right now.
Well, you went from like Ryan Reynolds to Dad Bod Leo to Paul Walker to John Stamos.
Yeah.
All right, you got one more.
Wait, you know what's weird? Leonardo is blonde and I don't usually like blondes.
He's like a...
He's like a dirty blonde.
Yeah, you got one more. Make it count.
Oh, man. It's tough. I don't know. I really don't know. What?
How about John Bernthal?
Is that the guy from, oh, you just want me to say that because he looks like you. But I don't look like any of the
I look nothing like him.
I don't look
him.
Like any of the celebrities that you mentioned.
I look nothing like John Bernthal.
Someone said Bob Saget. Tom Cruise. My brother looks like a young Tom Cruise.
You know what? Your older brother, Brandon, looks just like Tom Cruise. Like
when he was young.
When he was in Top Gun.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
It's weird.
It's funny because wasn't he like Tom Cruise from Top Gun?
I got it. Bradley Cooper.
All right. Respectable.
He's like a manly man.
Wait, now which Bradley Cooper are we talking about? Are we talking about Hangover Bradley Cooper or when he was like...
No, we're talking about like...
When he was Chris
American
Kyle.
American Sniper.
All right. Your respect point. You redeemed yourself tonight.
Yeah. I feel like he's underrated, too. A lot of people don't, like, talk about
him. The only one that doesn't fit in is John Stamos.
Yeah, I feel like he's, like, a little too old for me in my genre.
John fucking Stamos. like
back when he was younger, though. Like, on Full House.
Oh, that's right. You said you were watching Full House. Yeah.
He had, like, the thick black hair. I'm into that dark hair.
I'm sorry, my hair isn't dark enough.
Okay, honey.
This episode spiraled out of control.
I'm happy I remembered Bradley Cooper because I couldn't think. I couldn't think, and then that just came to mind.
That was fun. That was a fun little segue.
Vince Vaughn. Jack Sparrow. Someone said The Rock.
You mean Johnny Depp?
Heath Ledger. I forgot about Heath Ledger.
Nah.
I liked Heath Ledger.
I only know Heath Ledger in like two movies, Brokeback Mountain and...
Why did you watch Brokeback
Mountain? I did not watch Brokeback Mountain. I just know him and Jake Gyllenhaal.
I like him in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, Marissa joined my live stream. Hi, Marissa.
Oh, she left mine?
Mm-hmm. Welcome. Welcome to the live stream. It's the same as Brits. I don't know why you left Brits, but...
Because she's like, I like his celebrity picks better.
Yeah, she jumped.
She left already?
It was the Jake Paul comment. Ever since you said Jake Paul, everybody just bailed on you.
On you?
Yeah, on you.
Yeah, no. I love how no one commented on that.
they all caught
like,
you on mine.
I bet everyone's going to clip this and like tag him in it. They're going to be like, the fuck?
Marissa said, because it's COVID and I'm bored, I need to entertain myself.
Oh, that's the only reason?
Well, I'm sorry, Marissa. You picked the wrong fucking show.
I'm the best co-host.
Yeah, this has been...
That's what someone said.
Aw. This has been a shit show of an episode, but...
I like this celebrity talk.
Yeah, it's fun. It's entertaining. You know what's funny? I went on my Facebook. You know like how it gives you memories?
Yeah.
So years ago, I tweeted at Jessica Biel and she retweeted my tweet.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and Josh commented. He goes, Jessica Biel retweeted Nick Santora's tweet. Time for me to get a Twitter. And yeah, that popped up today. I thought it was so funny.
Ha ha.
It was the most innocuous thing ever. You can relax.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Holy shit, I'm getting pretty toasty. Like with the drinks.
I'm out of drinks.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got that bottle of champagne up there.
I'm not having champagne.
Champagne? Oh, man. Fucking Wednesday. I really got to, like, set
Wednesday,
the
Wednesday, my dudes.
I got to set the schedule better because I can't be recording on Wednesdays.
Someone like, said favorite Bradley Cooper movie.
Favorite Bradley Cooper movie? Easy. American Sniper.
Yeah.
I also like Silver Linings Playbook. That was a good movie.
That was a good one.
All right, you know, we have your five celebrity crushes, right? Now let's pick your favorite movies they're in. So I know Leo's Wolf of Wall Street.
No, that's not my favorite movie he's in.
Wow. Okay, what is it?
I think Inception.
Great movie. What else? You had... Paul Walker, so I obviously know what movie that is. Fucking Fast and the Furious.
What else?
You had Ryan Reynolds. What's your favorite Ryan Reynolds movie?
Oh my God, there's so many.
Come on, clock's ticking.
What's the one when he meets the girl from like high school?
From high school?
Like he used to be ugly and then he got good looking.
Oh, Just Friends.
Just Friends, and I like Deadpool, obviously.
Just Friends is an amazing movie.
Yeah. I like that one. He was good in that one. I mean, he's a good actor, too, which makes it even better. Mm-hmm.
The first movie I saw him in was National Lampoon's Van Wilder.
I don't remember what else he was in.
He was in Buying the Cow, which is another underrated movie. He was in... Amityville Horror, the remake.
Oh, yeah, he was in that.
He's in a ton.
Oh, Green Lantern.
That movie sucked.
I liked Green Lantern.
No, he was better in Deadpool.
Wait, was he in Gangs of New York?
No, that was Leo.
Oh, that someone said Gangs of New York in my live chat.
Listen, whoever said Gangs of New York.
Shit, I went on TikTok by accident.
Whoever said Gangs of New York in Brit's live chat, that's one of my favorite movies. But Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, he was in The Proposal, too.
With Sandra Bullock. Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever said Gangs of New York, though, Daniel Day-Lewis fucking blew Leo away in that movie. in terms of acting.
Am I not quirky enough for you?
What does being quirky have to do with anything?
You just said some of the one of your celebrity crushes was quirky.
What, Anna Kendrick? That's like one little thing. Mm-hmm. You need to relax. Sorry, I don't look like Ryan Reynolds or Leo.
I mean, they're celebrities for a reason, right? Damn. Right.
Okay. Let's switch it up. What's one celebrity that if you're ashamed to admit that you think is good looking?
I wouldn't have anyone that because my taste is exquisite.
You picked John Stamos, okay?
That was like a random choice.
It doesn't matter. God.
I really don't. I can't think of somebody.
Fair enough. We'll circle back to it. That was a good one, though. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we can use that in like a bunch of different things. Like, what band are you ashamed to admit that you like? Or musical artist?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, I feel like Crossfade's kind of embarrassing.
There's nothing embarrassing about Crossfade.
Well, I mean, that's just nostalgic.
Exactly. It's nostalgic. I need embarrassing, though.
Embarrassing? I don't really have anything that's that embarrassing. Like, it's not like I like fucking Nickelback or something. Someone said favorite Kevin Hart movie.
Favorite Kevin Hart movie.
What movie is this even in?
Central Intelligence.
Oh, so I said, what a beauty.
Marissa says John Stamos is an OG hottie.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Marissa, clearly you're picking sides here, but that's okay. Damn. Fucking John Stamos, though. He, like, just doesn't fit the mold with everybody else.
Do you even know what he looked like back in the day?
Yes. But he doesn't fit the mold. Like, you have Ryan Reynolds. You have Leo. You have Paul Walker. They all have that very, like, early 2000s look to them. And then you get John fucking Stamos.
All right, I get what you mean there. But, yeah. I mean, he still fits in the hottie category.
All right. Clearly, it's two against one. I'm wrong here. What was the question you got in your live chat?
Favorite Kevin Hart movie? I get a AAA+ for my performance. Somebody said, this isn't a performance, this is just me, so.
Marissa says, let Britt live. He was every young girl's first love.
Yeah, exactly. Back in the Full House days.
Eddie says, not to mention Stamos was a musician, too.
My mom literally texted me, John Stamos, yes. With a fire emoji.
Goddamn. Am I the only one not getting this John Stamos thing?
He doesn't fit the mold, I get it, but he's...
It just threw me off. It just threw me off a little bit.
Well, you're right. Well, no, but Bradley Cooper also doesn't have the early 2000s.
I mean, technically, The Hangover you can consider early 2000s. Like, it was 2007?
I guess so. But that wasn't when he was the hottest. He was the hottest in American Sniper. When he was more jacked.
That was a great movie.
Yeah.
I mean...
I picked some good choices.
I will say, I'm impressed with the few.
You are?
Yeah.
It's because, like, they fly under the radar, but...
None of them fly under the radar at all.
Yeah, they do. I feel like they're not.
I mean, fucking John Stamos out of left field over here.
Yeah, I know. Those aren't typical choices. Like,
I mean, Ryan Reynolds is a given. If he's not number one on every girl's list, then you're smoking crack.
It's so funny because I talk about that joke with like my brother. He's like, if John Stamos came, I mean, not John Stamos.
You mean if Ryan Reynolds?
Good thing I didn't say Jake Paul again.
Oh, thank fucking God you didn't say Jake Paul.
Hi,
Nikki.
If Ryan Reynolds came up to anyone at the bar, like, no girl is saying no.
I would leave with Ryan Reynolds.
Like, that is mind-blowing if you think about it. Like, no one would say no.
Not a single... Like, listen, if we were at Stage House...
Even a guy would be like, I'm not saying no.
If we were at Stage House, I brought you to Stage House, and Ryan Reynolds was like, we're going home together. There's no shot in hell you say no.
Oh, no.
I would be like, shit, I'll come, you know? Fuck.
OG Hottie, that's so funny.
John fucking Stamos. That's what I'm going to title this episode.
The Violet group chat is blowing up, and I can't look at it right now.
Aw, too bad.
Too bad.
Now I got to think.
Who cares?
Who cares? So you had Ryan Reynolds, numero uno. And then it was
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo, then Paul Walker, then John Stamos, and Bradley Cooper.
Why is John Stamos so funny? I don't understand.
No, it's just like, I'm sure if I gave you my five. Marissa said if John Stamos was in stage house, RF-615 would have to find his own ride home.
If John Stamos is at stage house, I can't imagine.
This is actually turning out to be a pretty funny episode.
I think everyone would have to get their own ride home.
But here's the thing, I'd probably fight you to go home with Ryan Reynolds.
What?
Yep.
I think my ass would be first.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
He's not into dudes, sorry.
Alright. Let's see. If Anna Kendrick walked into stage house,
she wouldn't stand out.
No. And that's what I'm afraid of. Like, she'd blend in too much. But if Scarlett Johansson walked into stage house.
See, but like that one I agree with, okay?
I mean,
even with short hair, she looked good.
I don't think I've ever seen her look bad.
No.
Ever.
Like, she could be bald and look good.
Yep. I would say Scarlett Johansson. I don't know. Jessica Biel.
Oh, you said Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, wait, they all have the early 2000s.
Oh, Jennifer Love Hewitt's like 90s. But
oh, way too skinny now.
Yeah, it just wouldn't fly today. She'd probably look weird.
What?
Someone said Anna Kendrick looks like a girl Eddie could get.
Who said that?
Eddie.
Who's Eddie?
Eddie, my friend from the gym back home. I miss Eddie. I can't wait to have Eddie on here. But I don't know. I think I only have four. I don't have a fifth.
You have to have a fifth. You made me pick five.
Fuck. All right. Hold on. Scarlett Johansson, Jessica Biel, Anna Kendrick, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Fuck. I might pick Blake Lively just because she's tertiary to Ryan Reynolds.
What about like some OGs? Like, no, Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson?
No, like, I don't know. Who's like the OGs? Like, Carmen Electra.
Ooh, Carmen Electra.
Oh, ooh. You forgot about that.
I did. But you know what, though? Carmen Electra used to bang Dave Navarro.
That dude. Who the fuck's Dave Navarro?
The host from Ink Master, so I can't get into it.
Oh.
Yeah. The guitar player.
He kind of looks like a woman.
He does. It's just like, very strange.
He's very feminine looking. And I mean, I liked his conditioned hair, so.
She was also with Dennis Rodman, the basketball player.
I don't know who that is either.
He also looks like a woman.
Is that the one that wears makeup and dresses like a woman?
Yeah, that's... That's the that was the joke from Scary Movie.
Maybe she's Les down deep down.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a chance.
But those, like, I feel like those are the classic, like, and then you could go like, I don't know, who else is classic?
I really don't know.
Christina Aguilera, you didn't pick her.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, she'd be my number five. But it'd have to be dirty, Eric or Christina.
So when you're going through puberty, okay.
It'd have to be Christina from the dirty era. I remember when that song Come On Over came out. I was like, oh, damn, I'll come over.
Oh, my God. think Fit Babe said something. She'd leave.
Oh, she was in the chat?
Yeah. Nobody stays for too
long. Yeah, no one stays in the chat. I only have four people.
She said favorite gym and fave girl to train with. Tongue
out. Oh, gee.
Oh, Marissa left mine. Is she still in yours?
Yep, she's still in mine.
Why the fuck did someone say Whoopi Goldberg? That's so random.
That's funny.
Oh, my God.
This is like a spicy conversation. I like this. We need more spicy conversations.
Should we end this?
Is it that time?
I don't know. It's getting late.
It's getting late.
It's 9:30.
It's 9:20 on East Coast time. Let's see. I need like a final note to end it on.
Yeah, you're right. We don't have a good note to end it on.
Yeah, I need like something good though. Ah, I like had an idea and it just left my mind.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I want to say everybody in the live chat, thank you for chiming in. It's been a good one tonight. Thank you. It's been funny.
The celebrity talk was really funny. I can't believe I said fucking Jake Paul.
Stop reminding me.
Wait, who said D-list celebrity? Who said that?
No, I'm not ending this conversation on Jake Paul. It's just not happening.
Okay, I wasn't trying to.
I know, but someone said end it on Jake Paul. Oh. Now, seriously, thank you. We enjoy having people in the live chats. It tries to give a different element to just a regular audio podcast because there's nothing fancy going on here, but we enjoy talking to everybody. Hey, honey, we're on a podcast. Stop watching videos.
Sorry.
Oh, man. All right. Note to end it on.
My neck hurts.
Ooh.
What?
No, it's...
I'm hungry.
I know you're hungry. You're always hungry.
Ooh, what?
I had a good idea, but that's not appropriate for this podcast.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say KFM.
The fuck's KFM?
Kill, fuck, marry.
Oh.
But I was going to pick like gross politicians like Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi. Or
for me?
Kamala Harris. Yeah.
That'd be hard because that would probably be all kill.
Yeah. You have to pick something up. Eddie said he thought the video you were playing was our exit music.
Was there music in it? It was like Chris talking in the background.
No, Eddie, it was not our exit music. We're not officially ending this episode
yet. My love
yet.
For a D-list celebrity. Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
All right, musicians.
Like, fuck, marry, kill?
No. Oh. Just
who do I like?
Yeah. Because if we're speaking musicians, it'd be like...
That's so broad and I'm so tired.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm so blunt.
This has been a pretty long episode. I think we're good to wrap it up.
Yeah, I don't know. My neck hurts.
Yep. Well, everybody, thank you for tuning in to episode 11. For all those people that hopped in the Instagram Live to chat with us, and we appreciate you making the show more engaging and really just...
Oh, wait. Am I still live? I'm still live.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You can't even let me end the show. Are you still on live?
Oh, wait, no, it was ended, apparently.
All right, good. Well, good night, everybody. I hope you all have an awesome rest of the week, and I look forward to coming back next week with a guest. So on that
love
note...
Love you guys. Mwah.
This has been A Proper Dose with Nick Santora, episode 11, and we're signing out. Thank you.